not picking up her phone. Gonna have to do this the hard way. Hey. Open, please. Can I come in? Thank you. Hey. I know, I'm crazy. I'm sorry. You weren't answering your phone. I needed to talk to you. Yes, I know how high up your room is. But I couldn't leave our discussion the way it was. I mean, you haven't responded to any of my texts. It's been almost 24 hours. I know, but if I could just explain why I said what I said to you. Please hear me out. Thank you. There's something about me that I haven't shared. It's really complicated, but it's not good for you if we were together. And I'm gonna try to explain the best I can why that is, but I need you to know it's not because I don't want to or that I don't find you attractive. If you only knew what I see when I look at you, you're this incredible person full of life and joy, and you're so funny and so kind, and you'd everything I would want in a partner. And we've been friends for so long, and I'm not even afraid for that dynamic to change because I want to be with you. It's just really complicated. And I know how this must sound to you. I'm admitting that I'm afraid. And you don't know why I feel this way. You don't know why I'm afraid. You couldn't possibly understand. I want to explain. It's very, very complicated. When I told you you could get hurt being with me, I didn't mean that emotionally. I meant physically. It is not good for your body to be with something like me. This is hard for me to talk about. And I've never shared it with anyone, and I think I'm crazy for doing it now. But I've never met anyone like you before, and I don't want to lose you. And you told me you wanted to be with me, and I turned you away yesterday. I at least want to give you all of the information so you can at least make an informed decision about what you want. Because you don't possibly know what I am. I want to show you something. Here, come sit on the bed. Is it okay if I kiss you? Come here. I know you're confused. I'm trying to demonstrate a point. Close your eyes. Just feel my lips against yours. I want you to think about how this makes you feel. How do you feel? It's not a trick question. Yeah, no, that's not in your head. You're lightheaded. And it's not just because kissing me gives you butterflies. That's not it, though I wish it was. I'm just gonna flat out say it. I don't know how else to do this. And I wanna be honest with you. I'm a succubus. Why are you laughing? Why am I laughing? None of this is funny. This is a cruel joke the cosmos has played on us. Yes. I'm a succubus. Get it through your head. This is not a joke. Do you need me to prove it? How do you think I got up to your room? I didn't climb. Okay, if I show them to you, promise not to freak out. Okay. Yep. Real wings. Easy. No, they're just... No, it's okay. You can touch them. They're just, sensitive. Yeah. It's not a prosthetic. How would I even put this on my back? How would I even do this? I'm not that creative. Look, I'm only telling this to you because I want you to understand what you're dealing with. You say you want to date me. You say you want to be intimate with me. But you don't know what you're asking. You don't know who I am. What I am. Baby, if we hook up... You're gonna be sore for, like, literally weeks. That's not an exaggeration. That's not my ego talking. Being with a succubus is different. There's a give and take. Some say being on the receiving end of a succubus's affection is unlike anything you could possibly describe. It's incomprehensible, the feelings you feel. You're not dealing with just a normal human. You're dealing with something greater. And with that comes a price. And it's a heavy one. Being with something like me, you give up parts of yourself. When I kissed you earlier, that wasn't in your head. That lightheaded feeling, it's involuntary. It's not something I can control. It's part of the feeding. Why the hell are you smiling? Oh, don't tell me this shit turns you on. Oh, God. Listen to me. I am telling you, if you hook up with me, you're giving up part of your freaking soul that you can't get back. You're going to be tired. You're going to be drained. I have needs that I can't get rid of. I have this hunger inside of me that I have to quench. And if I don't, bad things happen. People get hurt. So I have to stay on top of that and feed regularly so that other side of me stays dormant and locked up tight. So when I say it's dangerous to be with me, I'm not just being edgy and emo. I mean it. It is literally dangerous for your health to be with a succubus. And I don't care how good it feels. It doesn't matter. It's not healthy. And if you want to be with me, you need to know what will happen. And I shouldn't even be telling you this. I shouldn't even be giving you this option, but look at you. You have me wrapped around your tiny little fingers. You're beautiful. I am falling for you. And as stupid as this is, I want this to work between you and I. And it's so selfish because I want you, and that is dangerous for you. You wanted to be intimate with me. I'm putting it all out there. I want you to have an informed decision. You could walk away right now, as you should. You probably won't remember this conversation if you do. It's not safe for you to know things like me exist. But if you want to stay, knowing what you're giving up to be with me, I could show you things you've only dreamed of. There's a whole other world out there. Baby, we're just getting started. Well, I'll let you think about it. I'm gonna get a beer. Yeah, I'm sure you've got beer in your fridge. Hope to God you have beer. Please tell me you have beer. Yes, score. Yep, I'm gonna drink and you think about it. And yeah. Take all the time you need. Take all the time you need. Just pretend I am not even here. I will leave you alone in your room and let me know what you decide. Yeah, I will be right back. See you in a bit. Fucking love beer. Hey. I'm back. I stole one of your beers. But I brought you one too. Figured, you know.
Could help.
It's a good sign you haven't called the cops yet.
The night is young, though.
Come here, princess. Come sit with me. Yeah. What you thinking about? Yeah. I know it's a lot. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. If you're unsure about something, I just want to be abundantly clear that this is not good for you. I'm not a good person. So do with that as you will. Yeah, I want to be with you. I wouldn't be having this conversation if I didn't want to be with you. Do you really think I'd be talking about this, revealing what I am, if I didn't want to be with you? Yeah. It's obvious. Yeah, you can ask me questions. Shoot. Okay, not that. Really? Don't ask me how many partners I've had. I have to do this to survive, okay? So, it's very transactional. It's just part of the feeding. It doesn't mean anything. None of that matters emotionally to me. I don't even really think about it. It's just something I have to do. So, it's a little bit different with you. I have never done that with someone I cared about. Look, you got me freaking blushing. God. You're so cute. Yeah, I told you I'd answer your questions. I'm sure any of them are better than that first one you asked. You're curious about the feeding. I think the best way to explain is to show you. Come here. I'm gonna do something. It shouldn't hurt, but you might feel a little dizzy. Are you ready? You can tell me no. Once we do this, there's no going back. Are you sure this is what you want? You can have more time to think if you need it. All right. If you're sure. Before we start, I need to put a binding spell on you. It's mostly for your protection, but you won't be able to tell anyone about me. Do you agree to that? Good girl. In a moment, I'm gonna ask you to close your eyes. And I'm gonna kiss your forehead.
When my lips touch your temple, the binding will be complete. Are you ready? Good. Close your eyes, sweet girl. Let your mind go blank. You okay? Good. But me? Don't worry about me, princess. Just having you sitting here on this bed, knowing what we're about to do. Let's just say I'm having a little difficulty keeping my hands to myself. Oh, I just want to get my hands on you. I want to touch you, feel you, fuck you. Taste you, drink you, breathe you. Come here. I'm so fucking horny right now. You have no idea. It's like this all the time. There's this need inside of me and around you. It's especially potent. Oh, fuck. You're so beautiful. I want to make you feel good. I know I can. I know all of your little spots. Like this one on your neck. Right there. Your body's like a map. I know where to touch, where to tease. Where to kiss. Where to bite. I know all the little tricks. Sweet girl, are you already whimpering just from kissing your neck? So responsive. Just rubbing my hand. Down your neck, down your chest. Give these a nice squeeze. These are very nice. There's something in the way. You don't need this. Let's get this off of you. There we go. I love these. I just want to bury my face in your tits. Is that so wrong? When you're getting turned on, it's like a pheromone humans release. You fucking smell so goddamn good. I wanna see. And take your panties off. Let me look. Let me feel. Yeah, lift your hips up, baby.
wet. Fuck.
Let me play with you, sweet girl. Feel my fingers inside of you. Yes, you do. Arching your back, bucking your hips. The more you want it, the more energy you release, and I can feed from you. It's fucking orgasmic. So keep whimpering, little girl. Keep twitching with my fingers inside of you, stroking you. Getting that right there, that spot you like. Are you about to come? Just from my fingers already? Oh, baby. So soon. Keep going. You can do it. Oh, baby. You're gonna come on my fingers. Yeah. Come on my fingers. Oh, that's right. Come on my fingers. Go, good girl, good girl. Fuck. Just drink your fucking orgasm. Normally, I don't even need to find my own pleasure because I get it from this, from you. But fuck, you make me want to lose control on you. Not many people can take it. I think you can take it, yeah. Oh, are you sensitive? Baby. You want me to stop? Okay. Just tell me to stop if it's too much. After you've come, let me taste it. Fuck. Ugh, fucking slick and wet, and you taste like honey. Hold your hips down. Be still. Is it too much? Is that too much? Good girl, you can take it. I know it's sensitive. You wanna see a trick? As I'm laying here between your thighs, my face against your pussy. I don't ever want to leave this spot. I could die right here between your legs and live a happy life. But the trick is cooler if I'm at a distance. You just lay there. Just give me a moment to get up. And you're naked. It's only fair that I join. Take my clothes off now.
Like, would she see? Yeah, you know, it's not really fair. We're designed to have an ideal body. Helps with hunting and finding prey. Yeah. But it's nice to be admired, thank you. You are sexier than I am, though. By far. And that's saying something from a succubus. Oh, little one. I'm coming back. I know you want it. I want to show you a trick first. I want you to spread your legs. You heard me. Spread your legs. Good girl. A little wider. Perfect. This is one of my favorite tricks to use. Did you know we have the ability to fuck you with our minds? Like, literally. I can penetrate you with half a thought. It comes in handy when you're multitasking. Here, let me show you. Oh, fuck. I can make it go in other places too, if you'd like. Wrap those ghostly tendrils around your breast, your tummy, your pussy, your ass, filling your holes. All of that without even touching you. And I can drink your orgasm from here. Yeah, I'm not done with you yet. I know you've come, but you're gonna be coming a lot. You know, you've handled this a lot better than I thought. It's dangerously easy to be myself in front of you. Wings, talons, and all. They're sharp. But don't be scared. I would never hurt you. You trust me? You're lying naked with your legs spread open for a succubus. And I'm gonna feel every fucking inch of you. And I'm gonna mark you as mine. You gave yourself to me, little girl. The energy coming from you is exquisite. I want you to give me another orgasm. Can you get on your knees? Get on all fours? I know, baby, I know you're tired. I know. You can do it. You can crawl on all fours. There you go. Good girl. I'm gonna slide under you and I want you to sit down right here. Right on my face. And I'm gonna drink you as you come. Okay. Just be careful of the wings. Yeah. That's right, baby. Sit down, lower yourself. Give me that pussy. I'm gonna feel all of your holes, your body, your ass, your cunt. Make these ghostly talons squeeze your breasts, rake down your back, filling you. It doesn't take too long with all of this. You're holding yourself. You don't need to hold your weight up. Just sit down. You're not gonna hurt me, trust me. Sit down. Good girl. I'm gonna ramp it up, alright? Baby, come for me. Come for me. Yeah. Come on, you can do it. Give me another one. Give me an orgasm. Baby, come for me. Fuck. I can just drink that fucking energy. Sweet little sensitive pussy. Are you too tired? I'm too tired. That's my good girl. You did so good. Yeah. You're worn out. Hardly speak, can you? Here you rest. I've had a good amount from you. I'm not done, but you need a break. And the more I feed and fuck you, the more my true nature comes to the surface, and I don't want to put you through something that you're not ready for. So let's just cuddle for now, okay? Let's get under the covers and cuddle. Careful of the wings. They're sensitive. Yeah. I'm sure you understand. Yeah. Lay your head on my chest, sweet girl. Close your eyes.